Hello, Charlie, and welcome to this new episode of The Externis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Irene.
Let's start with one deep question, which is, Charlie, who are you?
Okay. So I'm Charlie Gasnier. I'm French. I'm 31 years old. I have been working at CERN for the past 4 years, and I finished my mission at CERN earlier this year, in February. I studied civil engineering and urban engineering in France, in Rennes, in Brittany, the west of France. And that's my experience.
Okay. And what advice could you give to someone like me who has just started working at CERN?
I think, first of all, enjoy all the atmosphere at CERN, all the different nationalities and the many projects going on there. It's a very rich place, and all the nice people you can meet.
Let's focus now on your own experience at CERN. What do you miss the most now from CERN?
I think, first of all, after 4 years at CERN, the most I miss is my colleagues. So I had time to know a lot of people from many countries, especially working on the ILUMI project. I had the chance to meet a lot of people from CERN and also from all the companies we worked with to develop the project. So especially when I come back to Geneva, like these days, I take the opportunity to meet them again and go for a coffee or for lunch with them.
Because you were working in ILUMI?
Yes, I worked mainly on ILUMI during 4 years. So I was in the SMB department, the site management and building department. And I was working in the civil engineering for ILUMI, so the new tunnels and new underground structures for the project. So I arrived at the beginning of the design phases and with the start of the building permit, and then we had different consultants hired by CERN to do all the design. So I worked with them and at the interface between them and the different work packages inside CERN to define the need and what was the best infrastructure needed for the project. And I worked for 4 years until actually in 2018, we started the construction. The last 2 years, it was also following the works and the real digging of the shafts and the tunnels, which was also really, really interesting.
You were surrounded by all those designs. Because I like to ask people from science, where do you find beauty? So do you find beauty in your daily work, let's say?
Yes, of course. So it was the first time for me working in underground works. It's really interesting also to when you dig in the rock, you get all these specialists, these geologists to explain to you, for example, the rock, where it comes from, how it has been, why it's like that. It's really interesting to understand the history of it when you dig.
Yes.
And the context.
And finally, because I came from humanities, I would like to know if you, as a civil engineer, while you were working at CERN, if you were in touch or in contact with humanities discipline. I don't know if you normally read some philosophy, or you write, or you play any instrument, something related with humanities.
I do not play in instruments, but yeah, I'm also really interested by the field out of my job. So especially with CERN, where you can have lots of link to between the scientific part of it and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always kind of interested in other small projects that you could visit at CERN or see on this kind of stuff.
Okay, so on February you left CERN. Now you put all pros and cons together, you take stock, and what do you discover? I mean, what does the CERN experience mean for you?
So for me, it was my first long experience, let's say. I had worked before, but just 1 or 2 years in some smaller projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a great experience for me. Also to be given all these responsibilities from my managers and all this confidence they put on me. So that was really, really nice. And to work. So before I arrived at CERN, I had no idea that a civil engineer could work in this organization. So it was really a real luck for me to be able to do that. And now I'm trying to use it at the best to continue my professional life.
And could you tell us an anecdote from your days as a CERNie?
An anecdote.
Or just a moment that you remember and you just laugh.
I remember the open days last year, where we had thousands of people coming and lots of people asking us about. So we had a small presentation about the civil engineering, and we had lots of people asking questions about physics. So it was very fun to try to explain them the physics, but we are not specialists, so also explain them that. That CERN, we don't only do physics, we also have all kinds of jobs. So it was really nice to meet people from outside and try to explain them how CERN works.
And now, closing that CERN door, I would like to know, Charlie, what are your dreams now?
So that's a big question. So I left CERN. I was supposed to go traveling for a while. But with the COVID situation, that was not possible. So now I'm still enjoying my free time and traveling in a smaller scale, let's say, more in Europe, in France, Italy, Switzerland, and starting to look for a new job as well. I'd like to move to. To a job a bit more closer to environment. So yeah, I'm for now I'm enjoying the summer, let's say.
Okay, so I hope you will finally this situation will be solved and you can fly away more like beyond from Europe. So that was the interview. I hope you have a good time. I really enjoy
Thanks
it. And I don't know if you're missing any question that maybe I haven't asked you and you want to tell us.
No, I think.
Okay, it's just a bit of feedback for me.
It's really nice.
Okay, Charlie, so thank you very much once again.
Thank you, Irene. Have a good day.